In this lesson, we're going deep on how to stack an old-school DNB breakbeat in Ableton Live 12 to get that 90s-inspired darkness, jungle pressure, and grimy, record shop energy. This is not just about layering drums on top of each other. The real goal is to build a break that feels like it came off a dusty sampler or a battered vinyl loop, but with modern control underneath. So we want the charm of the old source, but with tighter low-end separation, cleaner impact, and enough movement to survive a heavy bassline without turning into mush. If you've ever heard those classic jungle tracks where the drums feel alive, loose, and mean, that's the target. You're hearing chopped breaks, ghost notes, gritty top texture, and just enough processing to glue it all together. The magic comes from contrast, a dusty top loop, a hard-edited body hit, a controlled kick layer, a characterful room or textured layer, and bus processing that makes the whole stack feel like one instrument. Let's start with the source break. Pick a classic style break sample. Amen type, think type, or any break with personality will work well. You want something with obvious snare ghosts, hat spill, and a little roughness in the tails. Drop it onto an audio track, then warp it just enough to lock to tempo. In Ableton Live 12, set warp mode to beats, and try preserve at 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how dense the break is. Here's the important part. Don't overstretch it into a lifeless grid. Classic jungle works because the break still feels sampled. A little imperfection is not a problem here. It's the vibe. If the break starts sounding too modern or too edited, reduce the warp markers and let the original swing breathe. At around 174 BPM, the groove should still feel human. Not machine locked. Now we're going to slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients so you can map the hits across a drum rack. This gives you way more control than just looping the full audio clip. Now reorganize the slices into useful groups. Think in rolls, not just in sounds. You want core kick and snare anchors, ghost notes, hats and ride fragments, and a few loose tail sections for fills and transitions. A really useful advanced move is to group related slices into chains inside the drum rack. You can set up chains like core, ghosts, tops, and fills. That way, you're not just building a loop, you're building a drum system. If you want extra flexibility, use chain selector zone so you can switch between different snare or hat textures inside the same rack. One chain might be your clean original snare slice, while another could be a more saturated or filtered version for drop accents. At this stage, don't be afraid to consolidate a few bars of your best slice arrangement and then re-slice that resampled phrase. That gives you a more performance-like feel instead of rigid step sequencing. This is one of those things that makes the break feel like it was played rather than assembled. Next, build the main break layer. Program a 2-bar or 4-bar pattern that respects the original phrasing of the break. Don't force symmetry. Let the snare stay dominant, and let the ghost notes answer around it. This is where the style starts to breathe. A good working range for velocities is around 35 to 75 on the ghost notes, and 95 to 127 on the main snare hits. Keep the kick reinforcement tighter than the rest of the break, and nudge a few ghost hits a little late if you want extra grime. That micro offset feel matters a lot. We're talking tiny timing differences here, not obvious sloppy playing. Just enough movement to fake a real performance. You can also use the groove pool lightly. If your break source has a usable groove, extract it and apply it to cloned MIDI clips. Keep the groove amount modest, maybe around 15 to 35%. Too much and you kill the impact. Too little and it gets stiff. The sweet spot is where the break still feels urgent, but not robotic. If the pattern is too busy, don't be afraid to mute some of the hi-hat slices in the second half of the loop. That space is important. In jungle and old-school DNB, the arrangement often feels exciting because it breathes. It's not about filling every gap. It's about making the listener feel the swing and tension between hits. Now let's add the weight layer. Duplicate the drum track or create a separate layer focused only on the foundational hits. This layer is there to reinforce impact, not to replace the break's personality. Use Ableton stock devices like Drum Bus, Saturator, and EQ8. A good starting point is subtle drum bus boom, maybe around 5 to 15%, plus a little drive, around 2 to 6 dB. Keep crunch low to moderate, then use EQ8 to cut below 30 to 40 Hz if the layer gets too sub-heavy, and maybe give a small boost around 120 to 180 Hz if the kick needs more chest. This layer should stay mono or close to mono. It's not for width. It's for physical weight. In darker DNB, a controlled lower mid drum layer makes the whole stack feel heavier when the bass comes in. And arrangement-wise, this layer often works best in the drop and main build, then gets removed in the intro or breakdown so the full stack hits harder when it returns. Now for the dusty top layer. Duplicate the break again, or isolate just the hats, rides, snare decay, and noisy top details. This becomes a texture layer. High pass it around 200 to 400 HC with a Q8, so it stays out of the way of the body and base. Then add subtle redux for bit reduction or sample rate reduction, and maybe an auto filter to shape the tone. If you want a little extra width on the cymbal tails, chorus ensemble can work, but keep it very restrained. If the layer gets messy, reduce width with utility or even collapse it to mono. A nice move here is to automate a slow filter opening over 4 or 8 bars in the intro, then snap it open on the drop. That creates the feeling of dust being peeled back before the impact lands. It's a simple trick, but it sells the atmosphere really well. Just remember, this layer should be quieter than you think. Its job is to add air and grit, not noise for its own sake. Now we glue the whole thing together. Route all the layers to a drum boss or resample track and record 4 or 8 bars of the full stack into Audido. This is where the break starts becoming one unified performance rather than separate parts. On the bus, use light glue compressor reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Add EQ8 to clean up excess low-mid buildup around 200 to 350 HE. A little saturator can thicken the harmonics, and if needed, a touch of drum bus can add subtle crunch. Often, the second resample sounds better than the first, because the first print reveals what's too sharp, too hollow, or too crowded. That's a really important advanced mindset, print decisions early. In Live 12, resampling isn't just a technical step, it's part of the creative process. You're committing to a sound so you can keep building on it. You can even make two versions here. One version can be brighter, tighter, and more upfront for the main drop. Another can be darker, softer on top, and more saturated for breakdowns or switch sections. That gives you arrangement variation, without having to rewrite the drum pattern. Now let's make it move. Old school DNB feels alive because the drum stack changes in phrases, not just in bars. So build 4, 8, and 16 bar variations. Use automation to change the feel without constantly adding new samples. You can automate auto-filter cutoff on the top layer for tension. You can raise drum bus drive slightly into a fill. You can dip utility gain before the drop for a little micro-drop effect. You can automate redux only on fills to get glitchy grit, and you can mute the snare layer on the last beat before a switch up to create a small pocket of tension. Think in phrases. For example, bars 1 to 4 might be full break plus weight layer. Bars 5 to 8 might remove a few ghost notes and open the top layer slightly. Bars 9 to 12 could bring in a fill with reversed snare tails. Bars 13 to 16 might thin the drums out so the bass can answer back. That call and response between drums and bass is huge in dark DNB. If your bassline is rolling hard, don't let the drums fight it. Let the bass dominate one phrase, then expose the ghost notes and hat fragments in the next. That push-pull is part of the tension that makes jungle feel dangerous and alive. Now shape the drum bus. Group your layers and process the bus carefully. The goal is cohesion, not overloudness. A strong chain might be EQ8 for gentle cuts, glue compressor with a slow attack and medium release, a tiny bit of saturator drive, and maybe a limiter only for peak catching if you need it. A solid starting point is glue attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or roughly 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and saturator drive around 1 to 4 dB. Leave headroom. You want at least around minus 6 dB peak before mastering decisions. And always check in mono with utility. If the groove collapses in mono, your layers are relying too much on width tricks. Usually, transient clarity matters more than sheer brightness in this style. If the drums feel exciting solo but mask the bass line, don't just turn them down. Reduce attack emphasis first. In DNB, clarity in the low mids often matters more than raw level. A few extra coaching points to keep in mind. Think in frequency rolls, not just drum parts. One layer should own punch and body. Another should carry brittle top noise. Another should provide transient edge. Another should act as glue or room character. If a layer isn't solving a mix problem, it might be redundant. Use micro offsets to fake performance feel. Push some ghost notes slightly late. Pull a few top hits slightly early. Keep the snare anchor stable. That tiny tining contrast gives the whole break life. And don't clean every bit of ugliness out. A little crackle, a little resonant ring, a little ugly mid-range can actually make the break feel more authentic and more dangerous in a dense arrangement. Leave the right amount of bad tone in place. Also, carve space for the resource sub. If your bass is busy around 180 to 500 HC, reduce that range in the drum stack rather than boosting the drums harder. Separation is power in DNB. For darker, heavier variation. Try alternate drum prints. Make one version brighter and tighter, and another version darker with more saturation and a softer top. Swap them every 8 or 16 bars so the groove evolves without changing the core rhythm. You can also build answer bars with reduced density. For every 4-bar phrase, make one bar where the hats thin out, a ghost snare is exposed, or the kick support drops away briefly. That gives the bass room to speak and makes the next bar feel even heavier. Another strong move is to create a second snare personality. Duplicate the snare slice and process one copy for a short, hard crack, and another for a longer, dirtier tail. Blend them depending on the section. The crisp version can cut through drops, while the dirtier ones use tension sections and breakdowns.